boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I know I'm wrong in this situation, so I'm just going to go ahead and say this. If you want to send your hate mail, our text line is 319-200-1029 because I'm going to get hate for this.
Okay.
But last night I was having a bowl of cereal. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. What?
Last night?
You don't just have bowls of cereal at random hours of the day?
To be honest, I never have cereal ever. So I
hardly ever do too. But when I finally have it in the house.
It's a midnight snack?
It's a 2 a.m. snack. Okay. It's a 9 a.m. snack. It's a 2 in the afternoon snack. It's a snack all the time.
Reese's Puffs is basically like dessert. So
Exactly. That's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm eating, but it's also dessert at the same time.
Right.
But I'm having Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. This is like 11 o'clock last night, actually, now that I think about it. And I give the bowl over to neighbor man so that he could take care of it and like put it away from me. And he goes, drink the milk. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Drink the milk. Because I'll be honest with you. I don't know my ratios very well, but I do more milk than there is cereal in there. A lot. I've done this my entire 31 years of my life. And he was like, drink the milk. And I'm like, no, I don't like milk. I like chocolate. I don't like the white milk. It's just gross. Not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he got mad at me for not drinking the milk. So he went downstairs and made himself a bowl of cereal with the same milk so it wouldn't go to waste.
That's resourceful.
And I know I'm going to get hate. Well, yes, it is.
That's really resourceful. I can't blame you because I do not like milk.
Oh, thank you.
A plain glass of milk, mm-mm.
Not my thing.
I guess I never thought about how, technically wasteful it is if you just eat the cereal and then pour it down the drain. What if you use it in your coffee?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
You know, like
that.
A cinnamon toast crunch milk in your coffee?
Uh-huh.
That I could get behind.
A Reese's peanut butter cup, I'd do that too.
That would be good too.
I didn't even think about that. That's how I won't waste it.
Okay, you can steal my, you can take the credit for the idea because he's going to think you're a genius.
Look at me. I'm being resourceful, honey.
He's going to be so proud of you, but actually me. Risky business out there this morning it was. I understand why they said avoid travel if you can. And I would have loved to. However, you're welcome. We had to be here.
They make us be here.
You know, we can't really work from home. And it ended up being fine. I was very cautious driving here this morning. But I have trust issues because those drifts, they be drifting. And they are.
They be doing that.
They are deeper than they look. My boyfriend Curly's brother shoveled the driveway this morning. Thank goodness, because you know I was not about to do that.
No.
But the road, it looked fine. I almost got stuck because that drift did not look like it had any depth to it. Newsflash, it did. And he would have been real mad if I called him out to shovel me out of the road. I should have. That would have been fun.
You ever see those videos of people driving through floodwater and you're just like, okay, come on now. We all know that's not good, but they do it anyways. I feel like that's going to be you. You're the person who drives through floodwater thinking it's fine. It's not fine, Taylor.
I have done that perhaps.
You have?
Well, my depth perception is off. It's an issue that I have. I can't tell how bad it is.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Trending.
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You sent me quite the news on TikTok last night that Disney World is coming to the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this.
I had like 18 notifications from you this morning.
I sent you so many TikToks. When you say you sent me a TikTok last night, girl, I don't even know. There was like 18 other ones you're comparing to.
Well, the one that you sent me and you said trending was that Disney World's coming to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Woo! What?
No, it's not.
Are you serious?
Dude, you have got to check your sources. Oh my God.
As someone who's in the broadcasting.
What is going on? Okay, but you're not the only one that fell for this.
As someone who's in the broadcasting industry and you should check your sources at least three times. I was going to let you do the work, you know?
And I did.
I gave you the topic. I wanted you to do the...
Yeah.
I ain't going to.
I did the due diligence. But you're not the only... Luckily, okay, you didn't fall for AI slop. You did fall for a parody account, okay? And it was making rounds, so there was a lot of people who fell for this. I'm sorry to say. If you saw that Disney World's coming to Cleveland, Ohio, it's not. Sorry, Cincinnati, Ohio. Who cares? It's Ohio. Disney is not going there.
What is coming to Iowa? How about that?
No.
Oh.
There's a page. If you see it, it's Mousetrap News, which is a parody.
Oh, my God. First off, the name alone should have gotten me.
Mousetrap News.
That should have got me right there, and it didn't.
Said that a $100 billion project across 50,000 acres was going to be built in Cincinnati, Ohio. Double the size of Disney World, 5 parks, including a Disneyland and a Marvel Infinity Kingdom. And oh my God, they're going to have 30 hotels and 5 golf courses and 100 pickleball courts. None of that is real, because at the bottom of the article, had you scrolled down...
I didn't click on an article. It I just said, clicked on the TikTok.
To stay up to date on more very real Disney news like this totally made up story... Follow Mousetrap News. So I would like to make it clear again, Disney is not coming to Ohio. The people, the Ohioans in the comments called it, because in the video that you sent me, it was like, they chose Ohio because it's in the central part of the United States and the weather's pretty good year round. The Ohioans were like, y'all ever been here? No, it ain't. About 6 months of the year, actually, it's pretty miserable.
You know those people you're friends with on Facebook who share articles and clearly they didn't read said article and they were like, I don't believe in this or I don't approve. It's usually political, right? And you're like, did you even click on it? Mm-hmm. Did you click on it? That's me.
Yeah, you are privately that friend that sends absolute junk garbage, hot garbage. Nothing is ever true.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
People always ask you, do you have any regrets in your life? And normally I would answer, nah, I'm good. I like my life. I feel like I've been doing it pretty good. Mm. However, after this weekend, I do regret the way I was behaving in 2021. And
what?
And after and below, you know.
2021 and beyond?
All the times in my life.
Oh.
I haven't decorated for Easter since probably 2021. We've been moving a lot, and then I just hadn't gotten around to it. So I'm finally getting out my Easter decorations for the first time in seriously like 5 years. And I'm discovering something about myself 5 years ago. I didn't take tags off of nothing.
Really?
So I'm the person that if I buy like, you know, a lamp right now and the tag or the sticker of how much it costs is underneath, I'm never going to take that off because that's dumb. Why would I?
It doesn't matter.
It's going to leave sticky residue.
You can't ever get it fully off.
No. So I leave those on, but I also apparently left tags on everything. So I'm getting my Easter decorations out and, you know, I love gnomes. So I'm getting one out, gnome out, then another, then another, then another. And every single one has a tag. You know, those things like on your clothes, tags.
Like a price tag?
Yes, yeah. On the top of the gnome's head. And I'm like, why didn't I take this off? And I know. And don't be like, oh, well, maybe you just bought it and you put it in your bin of Easter. No, I know that I put that stuff out before and I just left the tags on it. What is actually wrong with me?
I can think of two things. Number one, that you bought it, you wanted to try it, like set it in a space and be like, I want to make sure I like it so that I can return it. My second follow-up question is, did you have people over to your house like that?
Oh, I know I did. Oh, what? I know I did.
Oh, God.
I know I did.
It's like Destiny's department store. Were you selling them to the people who came to your house?
No, but I'll give you a deal on that one. This is $12.99 on it.
I'm good. No, thank you. When you're in a little bickering moment with your significant other, sometimes you... A threat will be thrown out to, you know.
You don't shape up, I'm leaving.
Yeah, assert your dominance. And if it tells you how stupid our bickering was, I can't tell you what we were bickering about. I have no idea. It was that stupid. But one night.
Sometimes they're just like that.
Well,
though.
Yeah, he was annoying me and I probably was being annoying back over the weekend. But I looked at my boyfriend Curly and I said, when you fall asleep tonight, I'm going to hack into your iPad. I'm not going to delete your favorite game, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to use all of your precious coins and I'm going to buy the stupidest monsters that I can possibly find. And he looked at me with fear in his eyes, but he said, like, what? You're just going to delete all my data? I said, no. I'm going to drill all your hard work into the ground, every coin you've ever earned. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up your little farm game that you like to play, Heyday. And I'm not going to delete it. I'm going to set all of your crops on fire.
Nice.
And then you're going to take years to rebuild everything that you just built up. And he looked at me and he goes, you're crazier than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. I won the argument. So don't toss the PS5 out the window. Don't snip the cord. Delete all of their
No, they can buy a PS4 in 2 seconds, but they can't get back what they've already lost in the game.
Yes. There's just make-believe coins.
Uh-huh. There's a game that Neighbor Man plays, right, or is currently playing right now. Couldn't tell you what it's called because I don't care. Mm. But it's basically when you die, you have to start from the very beginning.
Oh.
Which sucks. So he will do everything not to die. Mm-hmm. And I would just be like, I'll make sure you die in 5 seconds in that game so that you have to restart from the very beginning. You were on level 98. Doesn't matter anymore. You're on level 1 now.
I need you to go home and tell him you're going to do that. Tell me how he reacts. If he cries, I'll be really proud.
That will be the first time I see that man cry.
How beautiful.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
The past 36 hours have been incredibly confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me this. Did you have thunderstorms yesterday early in the day?
Yeah, I definitely heard it. Things like I slept until like 12:30.
Okay, so you might have missed it. I woke up.
But I feel like I remember hearing thunder.
Oh my gosh, it was raining cats and dogs in North Liberty.
Really?
Lightning, thunder, and I'm like, I thought today was supposed to be a snowstorm. That's a little strange. Like, I didn't realize that was the type of severe mm-hmm. weather we were supposed to get. And then it paused. And I got out and I got my groceries because I'm like, this is the time. And then it snowed. Cats and dogs. And it's blowing cats and dogs.
Is that where all the cats and dogs are at right now? Or is this in North Liberty?
Yeah. That's where they all are meeting up. Because what the heck? We have experienced like 6 different seasons in the last couple hours.
You also can't forget the sunshine on Saturday.
Yeah, I was even right now.
I was literally running around with the dog in the backyard to try to like get through some of his energy. And that was Saturday.
I don't understand. I don't choose it.
No, but do you want to know what's even more messed up? You know what the forecast is?
Don't tell me unless I'm going to be happy about it.
You will. That's why I'm going to tell you, because it's messed up. So we're dealing with the snow now, blowing snow tonight, things like that. More snow again possible tomorrow. And the wind chill values are -10 tomorrow. But then you just have to get through that because Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny, high near 68. Same forecast on Saturday, mostly sunny, 68. It's like, wear your bikini Friday, but today, better have that snow coat on.
I don't. It's like somebody needs to send Iowa to a therapist because this is like extreme highs and extreme lows. I can't handle it emotionally, physically. I can't do it anymore. I swear, convincing a man that's fallen asleep on the couch or in his chair, getting him to bed is worse than putting a drunk person to bed.
I'm listening. Go on.
This is a recurring theme in our relationship, me and Carly. He occasionally will fall asleep on the couch, and me being the caring, loving, wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous girlfriend that I am.
Did you have any more words to say about who you
fantastic.
Are?
Fantastic. I mean, how much time do we have? I like to make sure, I'll try to like catch him if I can tell he's nodding off. I'll be like, dude, just go lay in bed because you're going to make it worse for yourself. Nobody likes to get woken up and have to move. And I tried that last night and he just was not budging. He gets a little cranky and nasty when he's tired. So at some point I give up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm ready to go to bed, I'm like, all right, buddy, it's time. Let's get to getting. I just grab him by the arms and I'm like, we're going to bed. And he's like, okay, fine. So he gets up. He goes into the bedroom. He sits on the bed and lays the wrong way across the entire bed, fully clothed. He has his house slippers on. Arms above him. And I'm like, well, this is going to be a problem because I had to go shower still, mm-hmm. but I was not about to have to move him again when I get out the shower. So I, like he's had too many tequilas, I pull off his shoes and I say, hey, I'm going to need you to turn the right way on the bed. I need you to lay correctly. And he goes, okay. Stands up, pantses himself, and then lays the right way, but in my spot on the bed. And I'm like, okay, well, this is better than nothing.
Uh-huh.
I go get in the shower. I get out. I come into bed, and he's still in my spot. So I'm like, can you please move over? And instead of scooting towards his side, he scoots even more onto my side of the bed. It was horrible. I had to tell him all this morning. I'm like, you are the worst. You're like incoherent. I think it would be better if you were just drunk.
Really?
Yes, he does not listen. He does. It's almost like he does the opposite on purpose.
Yeah, I was gonna. Do you think he's at all doing this all on purpose and then pretending he doesn't remember the next morning?
He claims he has no idea. He's like, I remember that I fell asleep on the couch. I don't remember any of that. I can be like, I smacked you in the face. And he'll be like, did you really? You should have done it harder.
You know what? You should. Not smack. But what you should do.
I'll smack.
is draw things on his face. Teach him a lesson. I think it was in 10 Things I Hate About You, the one with Heath Ledger, right? That they, mm-hmm. they get an inappropriate body part sharpied on the face. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
I might be single the next day, but I'll give it a try.
I got into a fight this morning at the gas station. Not once, but I hate to admit it, twice.
Okay. I just don't see you throwing hands at the gas station.
No, I tend to run with my hands the other direction. Right. I am not a physical person. But I did get into a fight twice at the gas station. It's just not the way that you probably were thinking. Sorry to burst your bubble.
I can't say I'm shocked.
So the problem was I really needed gas, and I should have done this yesterday before all that snow came, but I thought, nah. I'll be a different woman tomorrow. Oh, I'll wake up early and I'll get gas. And I'm never a different woman. And I never wake up in time to get gas. But I needed to do it because we were on E. And if I got stuck.
Per use. This is the life that stresses me out that you live.
And I was like, well, I could go to work on E. But it's not responsible on a day like today. So I was smart.
Okay.
But I went to the gas station. And I get to the pump. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna open the flab to the gassy
the flab
part, to the gassy part, the door.
The gas cap.
No, like the door before you get to the gas cap. Okay. I was like, let me open.
I don't think it's a flab.
It's a door. It's a flab. It's sure. Okay. I'm gonna open that before I walk indoors because, like, let me just get prepared. I couldn't get it open. It froze over.
Oh no!
But it's not one that's like got a little hand piece for me to get my fingies in there and. Pop it open.
Is it a push and then it opens?
It just opens. If I press a button, it just opens for me. I don't have to press it or anything. It just opens. But you know what it didn't do today? Not that. So I had to take my keys and like jam it in order to pop the flab open or whatever it's called.
Okay.
That was fight number one.
Uh-huh.
Fight number two. When I go to the gas station, I like to pay indoors. I don't trust paying at the pump. You know me. I'm into sketchy things, okay? Well, I don't do sketchy things.
You're the one putting the
chip card reader.
Yeah, the card nabbers in there.
Yeah. Thanks, Angela. You got me a nice dress the other day. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. Be careful now.
No, I go in and I pay and I come back out and I try to put 87 in my car. Do I know what that means? No, I look for 87 and I always put that in my car.
Mm-hmm.
I put the little handle into my car part to put gas in it. I don't know what I'm saying. And I kept pressing the button to get it to pump gas. Nothing's pumping. Mm. Nothing's happening. No gas is coming out. So then I had to call neighbor man. I'm like, can I put 91 in my car? I don't know if that's allowed. And he goes, yeah, it's just bougier. I'm like, all right, deal. So I try to put 91 in the car. 91 is also not working. And I'm like, what is happening? Are we out of gas?
Tell me you went to diesel. Please.
And then I went for the Christmas colored one and I put diesel in the car.
So did you get gas or are you still on E? What is the conclusion?
She's
here?
Like, wait, did you actually put diesel in the car? We're really concerned for you.
Did you?
No. I swear I didn't.
But are you still on E?
No, I got gas.
Oh, God.
I had to go to another pump.
Okay, great.
It's been like 10 years since the last time I had homework when I was in college. Probably the same for Taylor.
Yes. Did I complete it? That's a different story.
Well, you and I have homework over the next couple of days from our good old friend Spencer from 1600 ESPN. The reason we have homework is because he overheard our conversation talking about how for our April Fool's Day prank, we want to be on all four stations in this company. We've got Z102.9, we got 1600 ESPN, which is sports. We've got X107.5, which is alternative music, and then Smart FM, which is all 80s. And he's like, you know what? You can't just be on this station, turn that mic on, without my listeners getting mad that you don't know nothing about sports.
No. And we don't.
And we don't. So you're going to do some homework and you're going to learn. He handed me a bracket. It's the NCAA tournament bracket for the men's.
For what? The men's.
Well, I just saw it says men's on it. Do I know anything about this? Not really. But I can tell you that there's 68 teams. I'm sorry. Who thought that was a good idea? That's a ridiculous amount.
That's why they call it madness, you know?
Because is that really why?
Why? Because it is. I mean, it is. It's crazy. It's an amazing amount of games, and it's a lot to keep up with, and I'm overwhelmed just looking at it. I don't know that I've ever properly filled out a bracket.
I have once. But I can tell you, this is boring. It's a piece of paper. It's all black and white. And there's no cool little photos on here. It's not colored in any sort of way. It's boring.
Yeah.
And it's got long names. I don't feel like learning to, read, to be quite honest.
I mean, I can tell you there's even schools that are, I've never heard of. McNeese. Who's that? Where are you? It sounds like geese. Are they the McNeese geese? I have questions. Here's the thing. I'm not going to know anything. I'm not researching. You know what I mean? It has their record next to the school.
It does? Is that what that means?
Yeah.
So fourth. Okay, wait. Where's Iowa? Are we on here? We didn't make it, did we? TCU up at the top. It says 9. That means they're placed 9th?
What does that mean? Oh, no. This is like two dummies just talking back and forth. Like our coconut brains bouncing off each other. I think that's their seed. And then the other number on the other side is their record.
Question for the room. What the heck is a seed?
Oh, it's what type of vegetable comes out when you put them in the ground.
We were just talking about how Spencer from 1600 ESPN wants the two of us, two doofuses in the afternoon, to fill out a March Madness bracket for the men's. Men. The dudes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're trying to explain this bracket thingy-majigger to me?
Well, I don't know much. And,
you were like, oh, the number next to it tells you what, like where they're at. And so I see UConn is 2. So I was like, what's the 2 mean? And you were like, it's a seed. And then
couldn't explain what a seed is.
A seed is...
She has no idea. Well, okay, so now that might inspire me, to be quite honest with you, because I don't know how I'm going to do this bracket. Obviously, I don't know the teams, don't care to learn, don't have enough time.
Right.
What if I went off of these seed numbers and I determined would I do UConn as a vegetable? Does that sound like a good vegetable name? Or a good flower name. Like I pretend they're actual seeds. All of these school names. Purdue. There's one called Queens. Michigan.
Okay.
Would I eat that as a vegetable? Or maybe if you go down the flower route, do I think it'd be a cute flower? Going off of what you said, which is a seed, because you don't even know what a seed is.
I like it.
Do you really?
I do.
Okay.
I think that's fun.
I either going to do vegetables or flowers or whatever else has seeds in it.
And then once you get to your final four, I need you to draw what the vegetable would look like. I do.
Do you got your unplugged with those girls in the afternoon tracker? If you're like, huh? What? What is this? We started this new thing. I think last week was the kickoff of it, where we kind of want to step away from our phones, stop doom scrolling for hours and hours on TikTok, YouTube Shorts, you name it. And we want to spend more time doing things that don't require our phone. You know, coloring, baking, going for a walk up Mount Trashmore, things that are away from your phone.
It's like the analog trend on TikTok. So many people, even our age, as shocking as it is, it feels like a waste to doom scroll. And honestly, half the time it puts me in a bad headspace. So we're finding things to do outside of scrolling on our phone and keeping track so we can see how many hours instead of our screen time is, we're seeing how many hours we're doing something real life.
If you want to get that tracker, go to KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app, because at the end of this month, we want to see your progress, see what you got to do over the last couple days in the next couple weeks, and then we're going to share ours as well.
So I obviously weekend is easier to make time to be off your phone. I did lots of coloring, as you know, that's something I like to do. I did some of those sticker things that you, I don't even know what to call them, sticker puzzles, I guess, kind of.
Yeah, I would call it that.
I did 2 of those. They both took me an hour each.
Wow, that racked up some time right there.
And then I baked. I had a cookie recipe saved on Pinterest for the last, like, I don't even know how long. So I decided, I was like, you know what? I'll get up and I'll bake some cookies today.
Okay, so she was off her phone quite a bit this week.
I was.
I wrote all mine down. So I spent 2 hours cleaning / doing projects around the house that I, like, desperately needed to do. Like, we bought these lights that need to go into the closet and things like that to lighten it up more. I did stuff like that. I did 1 hour of, I'm taking all my thread or my floss for cross stitching and reorganizing that. So I spent an hour doing that, 2 hours baking and cooking. I did 2 hours of cleaning and then putting up Easter's like decorations. Spent another 2 hours organizing my cross stitching stuff because it's going to take some time. And then I spent 3 hours and 48 minutes just cross stitching.
Why was that number so accurate out of all? 3 hours and 48 minutes and 5 seconds.
Uh-huh. To be exact, if you're
wondering. You got to be exact. No, you don't.
Get your Unplugged with those girls in the afternoon tracker right now at KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. We can't wait to hear what you got to do over the next couple days to unplug from your phone.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
While everybody else is talking about the Oscars last night and Michael B. Jordan and ooh, all of the best.
Oh, that was last night?
Yeah, it was.
Oops.
Not my personal.
No.
Was not on my TV. What was on my For You page was the Taco Bell Live Mas Awards. Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Did you know Taco Bell had an award show? Because I sure didn't.
I guess I didn't know it was an award show, but I do know they bring influencers in around this time of the year, because I know they did it last year, and they talk about what's new on the menu.
Yes. Okay, so what was that? I shouldn't say just an award show. It, by their own CEO, was an unhinged night at the Palladium, which is where they held it. It's called Live Mas Live. So there was lots going on. Like you said, they revealed some new products, very much like the Apple product release things.
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
They're always like, here's the 10 emojis. And everybody's like, ooh, ah, oh, not the potato emoji. Like, they lose their minds over the dumbest stuff. They did this at the Taco Bell Live Mas thing. They were oohing and aahing and, oh my gosh, nacho fries, a permanent menu item.
Oh, cool.
I screamed. I do love those nacho fries. The creme brulee, crunch wrap, that was going viral. And seriously, people are like, why are they putting this out like a movie release? I loved it. I loved the cinema of it all. It got me excited, even though maybe I don't even love creme brulee that much. And then, if that wasn't enough, they did do the Bell Awards, where they gave out really unhinged awards to the Taco Bell community. They had the best drive-through celeb sighting, which did go to a raccoon.
Oh.
Bougie Buster the raccoon.
That, like, walked through the drive-through?
He was in the car. He's an Instagram raccoon, you know?
I didn't know, but
probably
I got
more followers than you.
Okay. Wait, don't say that.
Yeah. They had the best Taco Bell rant, which was the best TikTok, you know, like maybe they didn't give enough sauce or something. Your taco came with chicken instead of beef.
Good for them to acknowledge the ranting, too, because it's not bubbles and sunshine or whatever, you know?
And it was given by Demi Lovato, which is...
nice.
I mean, that's legit. And then the one that's making the most wave is the most loyal loyalty member, aka they probably have the app or whatever. And they said that this person had ate Taco Bell. They became Taco Bell. They lived, breathed.
Why were the Taco stats? Bell. How much did they eat?
They didn't say.
No.
That's
no.
why I'm like, how do we trust? You know what I mean?
No.
I want to know. I want to know that you had Taco Bell every day. You know
now,
what I'm saying?
Pull that stats up. Embarrass them. I don't care, because I would want to be embarrassed if I was like a big fan like that. Put my stats up there. Tell them I went 16 times a day. Go ahead. Do it.
There's nothing embarrassing about a chalupa for breakfast.
No,
there's not.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I currently have the ick. Right now. And we've talked about having the ick before. We both have had the chicken ick.
Egg ick.
Oh, that's awful too. I've had salmon ick. You name it, I've had the ick. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm currently suffering with the ick again for something that I love.
Can
so
I guess?
Much. Yes.
Rice.
I fear you're going to get it right. Oh, no.
Tuna.
No. Can I tell you it's not food?
What?
It's not food.
You're getting the ick from not a food?
Yes.
Well, what do you mean? The smell of something?
I am getting the ick from coffee.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Okay, but this has been going on for like several years of my life. I remember when I got out of college, that's when I started to drink more coffee, like more fluently back then. Frequently is the better word, sorry. And I would, if I have it for like a couple months at a time, pretty consistently, I will get severely ick or severely sick from it. Just nauseous, the bathrooms. We don't need to go in detail.
Right. Thank you.
And this will happen every once in a while.
Okay.
You and I both got these nice new syrups for our coffee. And it's not the syrup. I know it's not the syrup.
No.
But I think it's because I'm making it iced and not my normal hot. I don't know what it is. But I had it on Saturday and I was like, something feels off. I don't feel good from this. I then had coffee again on Sunday and I could only have 3 sips of it before I was iller than ill. Like, I was so ill last night.
Mm.
I can't, if I think about coffee right now, it makes me want to, you know, do things. It's gross. I can't think about it. If I smell it, I know I'm going to get the ick from it. But I was so sick last night, and it wasn't even last night. It was pretty much all day. So sick from it that last night when it was blizzarding, this is when I got really, really bad, we had the window open in the bedroom as it's blizzarding because I was like, if I get just a wee bit hot, I'm going to yak everywhere.
Okay.
So I can't have coffee right now.
You can't have any coffee or you can't have iced.
I don't want it. Don't even make me think about it.
What if it's your milk? Are you using rotten milk?
No, I'm not using, I don't think so. I use Fairlife. That'll last for a while.
You saying that concerns me even more. Why don't you check your milk date and circle back?
I just now realized after how many years of us being friends that we copy each other a lot.
Are you trying to get us to fail or the class?
No. Okay. You came to work on Friday and you had this nice new coffee mug, which is funny. We're talking about this as I just also said, I have the ick now from coffee, but you did that on Friday. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Where'd you get that coffee mug? I need that.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me it was at Target. So what did I do that night? I went to Target and I got the same coffee mug. And that's when it hit me that you and I tend to copy each other a lot on things like that, but it doesn't faze us one bit. It's not like, oh my God, Disney's like copying me again, or oh, Taylor's copy. It's like we encourage each other to copy.
Well, because I don't even know that it's copying.
You know what I mean?
Here's what I feel, and this is why I like to do it. It's like influencing IRL. You know what I mean? I'm by no means a TikTok influencer. In my head, I am. But instead of getting on the internet and being like, hey, guys, this is my new cup, and I really love it for my iced coffee. It keeps it cold, and it feels good on my
fingies. Check the link in the cart.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Link in bio.
I just don't. I have zero followers. I feel like we do that to each other.
We do.
I like to be influenced. I do.
Uh-huh.
And I would rather be influenced by real people in my life, like recommendations from you or my mom or my friends or whoever, because I'm like, oh my God, how fun is this? This is girlhood, talking about coffee cups.
You're right. Well, and I also trust, like, you know me
right
as much as I know myself. You
right.
know, so if I said, oh, I like that coffee mug, you would have straight up said, ah, knowing you, though, you tend to drink more hot coffees. I think you wouldn't like this or something. Like, we just know each other. I didn't even think about it being, like, in real life influencers.
Well,
but with somebody telling you whether or not you should actually get it.
Well, yeah. And I did it a couple weeks ago. There was some viral lotion that we both were, like, on the hunt
yes.
for. I got it. I sent you an unsolicited review. I'm like, I know you didn't ask, but I need you to know it's not living up to the hype for me.
No, I feel like you could keep them coming, to be quite honest with you. Like, anything that you see or buy, I need you to either D or influence me.
I think it's influencing. Now, if I go out and buy your exact wedding dress, then you can say I'm copying you. Because I am.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
It's Friday the 13th. Hopefully, so far, so good for you. But if it's not, I do want to talk about Lucky Charms. Because it's, you know, a scary day with it being Friday the 13th. But it's March and comes with that everyone says good luck or thinks about luck with, like, you know, March and St. Patrick's Day, things like that.
Well, yeah. And Friday the 13th gets a bad rap for being unlucky. Maybe if you carry around
this.
Something that is lucky,
it could help.
I don't know.
Well, we're talking about people's common good luck charms. The question is, according to a recent survey, this is the most common good luck charm people have. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
According to a recent survey, this is the most common good luck charm people have. What is it?
Do you think we'll have time to quickly find one before the day's over?
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay. I've been fine so far. Maybe I already have it.
That is true. You could. I don't want to give too much away now. We're going to reveal the answer before
Sorry. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
It's Friday the 13th, and I just want to make sure that we're all okay. So we're talking about good luck charms. Wait, the more I'm thinking about it, is this the first Friday the 13th of the year? It's like, I don't think I remember one in January or February, to be quite honest.
Yeah, there was one in February, the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh, how'd we do, everybody? That'd be awkward.
Still kicking.
I was waiting for someone to be like, I got broken up with. Okay, well, sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up. I always bring, I talk more than I should sometimes.
Your foot in your mouth.
I know. Well, I'm trying to help you out with a good luck charm tonight. According to a recent survey, this is the most common good luck charm people have. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Sam said a pair of lucky underwear.
Me too. Mine were red and said USA on the butt.
I will say,
Victoria's Secret.
I know this is true because you've stayed consistent with that story for years.
I haven't changed it.
I know. Do you still have them?
No.
Oh, shoot.
They were red undies with blue USA on them. Victoria's Secret. Probably 2016 when I worked there. For obvious reasons, like 10 years old. I don't have them.
Dang.
And I don't know what happened to them, to be honest. Like, apparently the luck ran out. I need a new pair.
Well, you could get some.
If you find a red one with the USA on the butt, let me know.
I only want that.
Okay.
Noted.
Oh, it's my turn. 3783 said a lucky snack. I got really distracted by my undies.
Right. I had a lucky snack.
You did.
It was a lucky candy specifically. When I was a competitive dancer throughout high school, I would eat sour cherry balls from like the gas station.
Grandma.
They're good. Shout out, Casey's had the best ones.
I know that.
You know what? I was winning, so shut up. It worked for me. It did. 0090 said a lucky coin.
I could see that, but I lose them, so I'm not very lucky on that
one. Yeah, I wish.
Not me.
And I also have gotten away from picking up lucky pennies.
I know. It's like I pick them up heads up, and I still ain't gotten luck right out here.
Oh. Shoot.
If I had my underwear back, it'd be a different story.
Then it would be a different story.
According to a recent survey, this is the most common good luck charm people have. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in two songs.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight we're talking about lucky charms because, well, it is Friday the 13th and I'm just trying to help you out if you're having a bad day, to be quite honest with you.
Putting out the opposite energy.
I am. Thank you. Tonight's trivia question, according to a recent survey, this is the most common good luck charm people have. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
a pair of lucky socks. That is the most common good luck charm people have.
Yeah, I feel like you hear that.
Do you have them?
No.
Neither do I. I had a lucky pair of underwear. I did have that.
I had that when I used to dance.
But I have like 100 plus pairs of socks. We're not going to talk about it. It's a ridiculous amount.
Yeah.
I love me some socks.
I've never placed luck into socks.
Right, that I've never looked at, oh, I had a good day today. Which color was it? Like, did it have this design on it? Like, I've never paid attention. Because... dear God, I have 100. So it's like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't, not for me. Socks have too short of a lifespan. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she doesn't want to put her luck on 6 months?
Well, what happens when you get a hole in the big toe?
What happens?
I'm not feeling lucky if I got to walk around with my big toe out.
What happens if the washer eats it up? Like, we swear to God,
oh
it does.
Oh my God, see?
Now the washer's got
that's a sign
luck.
Of like... Bad luck. Like death or something.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast.
Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.